Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Frahill is here now with Sport. Darren, it must be wall-to-wall World Cup and come on ye girls in green for you this morning,
yes,
is it?
Yes, Keane. Do you know what? I feel you and I are both very underdressed this morning.
Very.
We need to make more of an effort.
You're a disgrace.
I know.
You're a disgrace.
Audrey, top marks.
Thank you.
Loving the retro Irish
jersey. It's very
retro, jersey.
Isn't it?
Brilliant, yeah.
Can't quite pin down the year, but it's old.
Yes.
It's green.
It's green, though. Super stuff. Looking forward to today already. The Republic of Ireland play Canada in their second game at the World Cup this afternoon, and after losing the first one to Australia, this is a game we simply have to get something from just to keep our hopes of progressing to the knockout stages alive. So maybe not must win at this stage, but certainly cannot afford to lose this one. It gets underway at Perth, 1 o'clock Irish time. Big challenge ahead as well. The Canadians, Olympic champions, they're ranked sixth in the world, but I think we can take a lot from their first game against Nigeria. They drew that and looked a little bit off. So a little chink of light perhaps for us. Irish defender Niamh Fahey has been speaking to RTE Sport ahead of this one, and she's some good news on her defensive partner Louise Quinn. But she started her chat with Tony O'Donoghue about the challenge of marking the Canadian legend Christine Sinclair, who's appearing at her sixth World Cup.
Unbelievable, yeah, phenomenal. What a career, and still going strong. Yeah, watching clips of her there, she doesn't look like she slowed down at all. Phenomenal in the air as well, and carries a huge presence in that Canadian team. So as well as her, there's a lot to look out for, but she's definitely one of their stalwarts.
If she does score, and I hope it's not against us, she'll be the first player to score in six World Cups.
It's incredible. I've watched the game against Nigeria, where she's missed the penalty. Well, I won't say missed because it's a brilliant save, a double save from the Nigerian goalkeeper. So that's a massive record to have, and she'll be all guns blazing, making sure she tries to get that one. So, no, she'll take a lot of minding, and we'll have to be on our game for her.
And who's going to mind her?
Yeah, there's a couple of us back there. Team hasn't been picked yet either, so whoever gets that task will have to be on the game, and they like to get crosses in the box, and she is very strong in the air. So, yeah, there's going to be a good bit on her, but I suppose maybe stopping at source might be a good way to first try and nullify it.
We're a bit worried about Louise, but I think she might make it.
Yeah, she had a bit of a precautionary boot on there and just minding her, but I think she'll be fine, and Louise herself thinks she'll be fine. So, you know, that's a big boost to us. You know, Louise is a huge player for us, carries that centre, and massive presence at both ends. So, no, I think she's good. She's made of strong stuff, so she'll be fine.
Let's hope she is right. More from that interview on our TV coverage on RT2 and the player radio commentary this afternoon is on a very special Game On programme on 2FM. One game ongoing, and it's currently Japan 2, Costa Rica 0 in Group C. So if that stays as a result in Japan win, which at this stage looks like they will, it will see them qualify for the next phase of the tournament. Holders Derry City have been paired with St. Patrick's Athletic in the second round draw of the Sports Direct FAI Cup. It's the only all Premier Division clash in the last 16. Full details of all that draw is on the RTE Sport website. The Kerry football captain Shefer O'Shea has suffered a season-ending cruciate ligament injury during a training session. It rules her out of Saturday's Tichy Cahir All-Ireland semi-final against Mayo. And I have to say, this is a tough, tough blow both for her personally, but also her team as well. She's only 21 and only back after a similar injury on her other knee. Mona McSharry finished fifth in the 100-metre breaststroke final at the World Aquatic Championship in Japan. All those that finished ahead of her were either Olympic champions, world champions, or record holders. So she's in good company, a phenomenal effort to get to that final and do so well. Daniel Whiffen goes in the final of the 800-metre freestyle today, just after midday Irish time. The Irish men's hockey team beat Ukraine 7-0 to make it 2 wins from 2 at the Euro Hockey Championship event. The Irish women's cricket team lost to Australia by 153 runs in their one-day international in Dublin. And finally, racing today is at Naas, and the first race goes to post there at 4:45.